to the first tee?
No. This is like more of like athleisure wear. I could be going on a run. I could be going to the gym.
Could be going to the boardroom.
Spring is here.
Spring has sprung.
Best time of the year.
I was down in Arizona for the time change. Kind of odd. It was weird.
Yeah.
Like we didn't get anything, but yet everyone around us did.
Time change is just weird, right? Like you can vote on it for it to go away. And then you just don't have it anymore.
Would you rather have an hour earlier of sunshine or later? You were to vote.
Later
sunshine.
I don't like getting off work and it's dark at 5. I mean, you're in Seattle. It's dark for like 24 hours a day.
All the time. Like, it's all relative, right? We were just talking about Palm Springs and you're like, what are you going to do? I'm like, nothing. All I want to do is bask in the sun. Because these preceding weeks coming into this week where it's been gorgeous for the most part have been horrendous. Sideways rain, blowing. March is here.
Spring is here. March Madness is here, folks. Welcome to Big Ben and Kay Wynn on nofilter.net. Each week we broadcast live on nofilter.net, Caffeine TV, and YouTube. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you're a longtime listener, welcome back. This week we're talking about March Madness. We got conference tournament going on right now. Can Colorado get one more win against Washington State? Can they win it all? Can the Pac-12 get three teams? We're going to talk about the madness. We're going to talk about key players that are going to make an impact. And we're going to talk a little bit about some other stuff. I'm Kay Wynn. He's Big Ben. And he is most likely to eat all of your Girl Scout cookies if you invite him over to your house.
Not true. Oh, I mean, there's a few types of Girl Scout cookies I would dive into. But there are a few I would just pass wholeheartedly. No, thank you. Thanks for offering. And that's the interesting thing. You go buy these days and all the good ones are generally gone. So you have a justification to not buy any. I will not consume those. I cannot eat them. Come up with a fake allergy onto why you can't buy them or you can't buy them in the house. Peanut allergy, what have you. But yeah, Girl Scout cookie season. I told you my story.
Yeah.
No cash. I have no cash. Sir, this year it's card only, so they'll get you however they can get you now.
Card,
they've digitized Venmo. You can Bitcoin it probably.
Cashless. What's your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
Frozen Thin Mints.
Ooh, I knew you and I get along for some reason.
Gotta be frozen though.
Gotta be.
They just melt too quickly.
Yeah.
They're good.
They're great. I just bought 6 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. 5 of them were Thin Mints and 1 of them were Samoas. I got to load up because it's only January to April. Got to have enough for the full year.
Now, where do you stock them? Where do you keep them?
All in the freezer.
Samosas too.
Yeah.
Samosa is my other one, but I think I'm allergic to coconut. And I found out through eating samosa. So the Girl Scouts is not a good experience in my life. But
Thin Mints, classic, number one. I think they're everyone's favorite. They're a powerhouse, kind of like UConn basketball. And then you've got the Lemon Ups. I don't know. They're kind of soft and flimsy, a little artificial, like Purdue. So don't pick Purdue this season. They're like a Lemon Up cookie.
Keep going.
But you got your Samoas. Your Samoas are kind of like your mid-major. Like, they're a really good cookie, but they get overlooked and they get hidden behind the greatness of the Thin Mints. Don't sleep on your mid-majors this year. There's a lot of teams that can make some damage. And then you got your peanut butter, like toffee. I don't know. That's garbage. Just kind of like the Pac-12. That's why that's going away, and I wish that cookie would go away.
I'd be interested to see the data on how – Do they produce the same amount of each cookie? Do they know going in what's going to sell well and what's not?
They have to have some kind of analytics.
They got it, right?
Yeah.
Like, do they produce far more Thin Mints than they do Lemon Zingers or whatever they're called? And why do you have the Lemon Zinger if no one buys it? Like, that's...
You know what? there's always someone that likes the cookie that no one else likes.
Let's get a scout leader on this podcast. I want to talk cookies. No more March Madness. Bring me what matches well with certain demographics of cookies. Okay. We are what? Selection Sunday, this Sunday.
Yeah, they are. And but yeah. You leave for Palm Springs on Tuesday. Are we going to get a quick pot in before you leave Monday night? You love how I don't ask you in the green room. I ask you on air.
So I think of it this way. I'm already thinking through the packing process. If I don't have to, like, I think I can pack in 10 minutes for this
Absolutely.
Trip.
Absolutely. You're going to Palm Springs. It's your swim trunks, flip-flops, like 4 white tees and 3 gray tees. You're ready to go.
You know what's funny, too, is Palm Springs has very, very good, like, I want to call them apparel stores, but boutique shops with clothes. And so if you don't have something, you can sneak away and go buy something. So that's probably going to be my thing this year. Just only pack a few things, and then if I really need them, I'll go get them. But the answer to your question is yes. Let's do a Monday pod. I'm happy to.
All right.
But I already got my predictions down. I already got my algorithm set.
Okay.
I know who's going to be there at the end. I already know who's going to be there at the end. So let me go back to. We're going to talk about two players that we believe are going to make an impact in this NCAA tournament. Let's call them regional MVPs, overall MVPs of the NCAA Final Four. I went back and looked. This is coming into this year since, I believe, the 80s, maybe 90s. Okay, let's call it the 90s. Since the 90s, which is now 34 years, this is the longest drought either Duke or North Carolina has in winning a title.
Ooh.
Which is going into this year will be 5 years since either one of those teams. Before that, it was longest was 4. So this is the biggest drought. So I believe one of those two teams is going to win the title. And you want my two players? Or do you
Let's
want
hear me? It. I like, just give me one.
I'll give you one now. So this guy, if you don't know him, you know him after this game, the Duke North Carolina game. But he was, let me lead in. He's heavily recruited out of New York, Manhattan. He was where he grew up. Went to Milton Academy. Very studious, very scholar athlete. Eventually signed with Stanford out of high school. Eventually went to Notre Dame. And it's here at the age of 25. Will be playing for North Carolina in the NCAA final. Cormac Ryan put up 31 against Duke. You talked about shooting in this tournament. The kid can shoot. And the kid is, let's be honest, old. On the older side for the tournament. So he's what I'm saying there. He's played in big games. He's seen everything. He's been around everything. He can obviously show up in mid games. And I think he'll be a guy that North Carolina, he's the inside outside. That they need throughout the tournament. Cormac will be a regional MVP, if not the tournament MVP.
Ooh, I like that. And it's kind of fitting, Cormac Ryan, that he played for Notre Dame. He just seems like he would be a Notre Dame player.
Are you stereotyping Notre Dame players?
I'm just saying, Cormac Ryan, that's a great fit for the Irish. That's all I'm saying. But he is also a great fit for North Carolina. And with Babcock and RJ Davis, he is a better yin to their yang. Like, Caleb Love is great, but you can't have three superstars competing for the ball because we saw what happened last year with North Carolina, and it wasn't good. Cormac Ryan, get in where you fit in. And that's 3-point line, and that's shooting that thing. And I like that pick, and I believe he will make a difference for North Carolina and be a key player for their run this year in the tournament.
I think he's played college basketball in almost every time zone in the U.S., and almost every conference from the Pac-12 to the ACC, I guess Notre Dame and the ACC. So Cormac, regional MVP, finals MVP.
Now, did you say who's going to win it all, whether it's Duke or Carolina?
No, it was those two in the final. If my prediction algorithm is correct, those two in the final, it doesn't matter. I win either way.
Oh, you're saying they're going to play each other in the final game?
If they're opposite, yes. Opposite regions, brackets. Okay.
I like that pick.
Okay.
My first guy, you know, I Love guards, point guards, point gods. I was a point guard. I don't think I was a point god. That's why I'm doing this podcast. But I like the point guards. I like the little point guards. And I like Z Squared. Zakai Ziegler from Tennessee, 5'9 point guard. I'm going to take you back, Big Ben. Remember last year, Marcus Noel? We talked about him. You saw him in action. 5'7 point guard, could pass, could shoot, could dribble. And his star shined the brightest as he led K-State to the Elite Eight. Well, this year, Zakai Ziegler, 5'9 point guard from Tennessee. He can shoot. He can pass. He's got Dalton Connect. But he is going to be the difference maker because in late game situations, he has the ball. He can create for himself. He can create for others. He can break down the defense. He can get other people key shots. I've got Zakai Ziegler taking the balls. I got to see the bracket. But I'm thinking Elite Eight, possibly Final Four. You're going to hear his name a lot this coming week and the next weekend.
So K-State made a run to the Elite Eight last year. You're saying Ziegler's going to take Tennessee a bit further.
I got to see the brackets, but I'm saying at least Elite Eight bound. Tennessee plays defense. They're like a top five defensive team. They've got Dalton Connect. He's going to be first team All-American. Rick Barnes, old school guy. He's been there. He hasn't won the big game yet, but
God, that Rick gives Barnes him more reason around. To. He's been around, huh?
Oh, yeah.
He coached Durant.
He did.
Okay. My next guy. So going with that Duke NCAA theme. So here's another kid. Complete opposite center of the spectrum, the Cormac. This kid's only 19. But he's already played in big-time FIBA basketball for his home country, continent of Australia. Tyrese Proctor out of Duke. He's young. But you can see he's emerging. He's got these standard like bell curve throughout the season. He was a freshman all ACC performer last year. But you think of Duke and what they need to get going. As you talked about, ball in his hands. He can also shoot from three. I don't know if he's a point god yet, but he's a point king. Okay. I don't know. What's the echelon below god? Point king?
I could go with point king.
Okay, point king. He's a point king. He'll get Duke, along with Philip Whiskey, to the finals against North Carolina this year.
Now, I know we don't talk much about politics on this show, and we don't talk about a lot of things, so I'm not going to get into that. But remember John McCain? Well, I'm going to talk about Jared McCain from Duke. I think he is a key along with Proctor and Filipowski, because if McCain plays up to his potential, he gives them another option. Sometimes this year he's been deferring. I know he's a freshman and Filipowski and Jeremy Roach and Proctor around, but I think McCain and Proctor will actually be great for the Blue Devils this year. So good call, Big Ben.
So if our algorithms came together, it'd be Duke's going to win this. They're going to overcome the court storming, Philip Wesky being hurt during the court storming, and win a national title.
Well, possibly. I think Duke is going to go far, but I've got another team up my sleeve. I just threw that Jared McCain out there to supplement yours and then take it one step further.
Right.
Remember last year we liked the Big East?
Well, we did like the Big East.
I like the Big East, too. They're top-heavy, though. It's Marquette. It's UConn. It's Creighton. Marquette's got to get Tyler Kolek back. I think he will be back. I think he's got an oblique strain. But Baylor Schreiberman from Creighton, 6'7 lefty.
Oh.
Last year, he had the headband. He hit big shots, three-point marksman. This year, he's doing a lot more, averaging 17-7. He's scoring off the dribble. He's giving others an opportunity to create. He's shooting the ball. He's doing a lot more. I think he will be potentially a second team All-American. I think he deserves to be it. And Creighton, they've got that big 7-footer inside. They got Trey Alexander. I've got to see those brackets, but I think Creighton is going to go further than both Duke and North Carolina.
All right, so let's throw a theory out there, the Warren Buffett theory. Warren Buffett is from
Nebraska?
Omaha. More specific.
Omaha!
Correct. And more specifically, where is Creighton?
What? Omaha.
If Warren Buffett could ever buy a tournament, this would be the one. No one would overlook at it and go, oh, Creighton wasn't up to snuff. How'd they make it to the NCAA finals? How'd they win the finals? Creighton is good this year. Really, really good. And you're right, the Big East is tough. The Big East is still proven to be a basketball conference. And I think that's what's going to allow them. We'll see years further out where kids can come and stick out at school. When you're a basketball-only school or predominant basketball school, I think we're going to see more kids gravitate there than get lost in the minutia and the mess. That's a Big Ten football, whatever we want to call it, SEC. But this year, Mr. McDermott, whose son's still putting up buckets in the NBA, by the way, has a really, really good team. A really good team. So I like that. I mean, I can see a Duke Creighton or North Carolina Creighton.
Creighton's good. Like, they play defense. The one thing about their defense is they don't let the other team beat you with three-pointers. They run them off the three-point line. They force them in the key. And they got that big seven-footer, three-time defensive player of the year. I can't think of his name, but he's great. You should look him up before you listen to us. But Creighton, I think they're going to go places.
All right, so give me this, Ben. I'm going to put you on the spot. ESPN always comes out with an article, and I actually like it. It says there's only eight teams that, based on their set of algorithm and what they've seen, there's only eight teams out of the 367 that are in NCAA Division I who have a chance going in. Based on the conferences that have automatic qualifiers. There's only eight this year. I want you to give me five teams that you believe of those five have the best shot to win it or will come from and win it.
So do you want me to pick five of the eight that ESPN said?
No.
Or five of my own?
Five of your own. K-Wins algorithm.
All right, this is without seeing the brackets and without seeing the matchups. I'm going to go North Carolina. I'm going UConn. There has not been a repeat champion since the 2006-2007 Gators. Before that, it was Duke, 91-92. But I think UConn has a great, great chance. They have the best transfer, Cam Spencer. They've got Tristan Newton. Stephen Castle could be a top five pick. UConn. I said all that to buy some time. So I got Carolina. I got UConn. I'm going Creighton, three. I got to come out west, right? I'm going to go Arizona, four. And for my fifth one, who should I go with as I'm watching these games right now? I'm going to go Houston. I like Houston. They moved up conferences. Everyone said like, oh, Houston's good, but they play in that American Athletic Conference. Well, they're in the Big 12 this year. They won it.
And they're beasts.
And they got Jamal Shedd, who should be a first-team All-American. Kelvin Sampson's back. So those are my five teams. Houston, Carolina, Creighton, Arizona,
UConn.
And UConn.
Those are good.
So take those five teams and put some money on them when you're in Palm Springs. Can you bet in Palm Springs?
I think I can. I actually looked it up. Yes, you can. Don't. Maybe. I think so. I sneak away. Roy says yes, there is. I like those five. I don't know. You didn't have to come out west. And if you were going to go west, you didn't have to go all the way west.
Like, I mean, I went to Arizona. I didn't really go all the way west. I didn't go to California.
Let's talk about Arizona's chances. Tommy Lloyd, I think his third year now.
Yeah.
Second year, they just re-upped him in a big way. Mike Cougs can beat you twice, once at home. I don't know what that says, if that says more about the Cougs or it says more about the Wildcats, right? Like, it remains to be seen. I don't think they have enough. Like, UConn just looks the part, right? They show up and you go, that's a good team. Same with Houston. Same with Tennessee. I thought the same about Kansas, but then, you know, they've had some injuries. But those three teams, you sit there and go, they look the part. Same with North Carolina. Look at Arizona, you kind of scratch your head. Like, maybe, I don't know. They feel like they come and go as Caleb Love comes and goes.
Yeah, that's true. Like, this time of the year, you've got to win multiple ways because some of your key players are getting foul trouble or have an off night. So you got to rely on your defense. You got to rely on shooters. And those other teams that you said, UConn has so many weapons.
Just an abundance. Like some guys are being, you know, it's like, hey, sit out. We got you. You know, off night, we're good. Don't shooting percentage doesn't need to come down anymore. We'll get someone else the ball.
Like this UConn's- is what I want to see. Arizona, I don't know if they can win the tournament and maybe Tennessee falls and they could sneak into a one, but more than likely they're going to get a two. I would love to see Gonzaga in the West and see a Mark Few, Tommy Lloyd battle in the NCAA tournament. That would be must-see TV, wouldn't it?
That would be. Mark would start ordering around Tommy just out of habit, you know. Tommy would be bringing him his little draw and, like, you know, full court. I thought about this. Let's think about it this way. Arizona's in the Big 12.
That's right. It's so weird when you say that, but it's so true.
Are they Kansas State? I mean, you think about Houston. Houston is good, and they got – pressed in the Big 12 this year. Now, granted, again, Kansas is down a little bit, but there's still a big chunk of really good teams in the Big 12. You go to the Pac-12, I mean, the Cougs are playing Stanford right now, and they're boat racing. Like, there's just – it's not a good basketball conference this year.
So you're saying Arizona would finish, like, fourth or fifth in the Big 12?
I'm saying Arizona would look a lot like Kansas State, in my opinion.
Wow. So Kansas State did win tonight. So that's like the – the seventh or eighth best team? Eighth best team.
Yes. Yes.
I actually agree with you because BYU's better than them.
Where would the Cougs be? The Cougs would be below Kansas State, if not right around Kansas State, right? So, like, you just – it's all relative, right? When someone's a good team. Oh, in their own conference, you know, who have they played? They played their conference opponents. I think you're right. The Big East is really good this year. I wouldn't be surprised if they get two teams in the Final Four, maybe if it's feasible, three. I think the SEC's had okay. Big Ten, meh.
I'm always ACC. Down on the Big Ten.
Big Ten doesn't care about basketball anymore. No. Done. Michigan is, what, they're 8-24 this year.
Yeah. Juwan Howard might be out of there.
I mean, they're probably just going to have to pay Juwan Howard to stay. Like, that job is no longer as good as it was going into it, right? I'm excited for kickoff. Kickoff is on Tuesday.
Yeah, you got the play-in games on Tuesday and Wednesday. I like what they did with the big matchups, the bigger teams, the teams from the SEC or the ACC that are like sixth or seventh, have them play. And then have a couple underdogs play as well.
Dayton gets like it's via the city of Dayton is thanking the NCAA for that same thing.
Yeah. Every right? year it's in Dayton.
Right. No one in Dayton's going, bring us all your 14th and 15th seats. Now, it doesn't mean they don't travel well at those schools, but you're right. There's probably higher profile games going on. Those will be fun, especially from a betting action. You can play a little nice little 4-game parlay there throughout the day.
Love it. Should we get out of here?
Let's do it.
All right. Big Ben K. Wynn, March Madness. Thanks for joining. You can listen to us live each week, nofilter.net, on demand or live, Caffeine TV, YouTube live. Follow us, subscribe, like us, 5-star, review us, anywhere you get your podcasts. If you want to check out our clips, our highlights, maybe even some of our lowlights, on social media at Big Ben Kwin _ at Big Ben Kwin _. That's Instagram, that's X, that's TikTok, that's Facebook. So our moms can follow us and like us. We're everywhere you get your podcast and wherever you consume your content.
Frozen thin mints, just keep them in year round. Just perfect little nightcap, not too high in calories. You got to brush your teeth pretty well after the fact, but it's okay.
Yeah, you do. You eat like one or two and you can't get that out of your teeth.
Just rinse after each one. Water rinse after each one. Just don't bring your wallet. Don't bring your wallet in the grocery store either.
If you get hassled for Girl Scouts to cookies, say you do not have Venmo and you have an old phone with no apps.
I got a flip phone and that's it. Sorry. Don't ask me how I pay for my groceries. Boom.
Boom. Oh.